Ready in Kalamazoo.
Ready in Hollywood. This is a memo from Movieland.
Yes, it's a memo from Movieland. News and views of Hollywood and its stars brought to you by Kalamazoo's three leading theaters, the State, Capitol, and Fuller.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
There's no business like show business, and there's no season like greater movie season, now in full swing at the State, Capitol, and Fuller theaters. This is the time when Movieland's biggest features are unveiled for your entertainment, and they'll all be appearing on the screens at the State, Capitol, and Fuller. Law of the Barbary Coast with Gloria Henry and Stephen Dunn is showing for the last time today at the Fuller Theater in Kalamazoo. Also at the Fuller is Arson Incorporated, starring Robert Lowry and Anne Gwynn. Starting tomorrow, Brimstone and Lone Wolf and His Lady. Spencer Tracy and Deborah Carr are appearing last times today at the Capitol Theater in the dramatic story, Edward, My Son. Tomorrow night, Saturday at midnight, your spirits will be raised by Dr. Silkini and the Asylum of Horrors at the State. With the Frankenstein Monster at the State, Saturday midnight only. Now let's hear what's new out Hollywood way.
There's a scene in Columbia's Tokyo Joe in which Florence Marley appears in a daring, form-fitting evening gown, singing a torch song in a honky-tonk nightclub. During the song, Humphrey Bogart walks in, and he and Florence gaze into each other's eyes until the end of the song. The other day, while the cameras were grinding, Bogey walked in, took one look at Florence's provocative gown, and let out a low, appreciative whistle. The director shouted cut and told Bogey the whistle was not part of the act. With a grin, Bogart said, "Who's acting?" Jane Wyman is expected to return to Hollywood on October 1st. She has just finished the Alfred Hitchcock film Stage Fright in London. The Academy Award-winning Jane will begin work on The Glass Menagerie. Two movie actresses are trying a comeback in Hollywood. They are 9-year-old Judith and Janet Sackett, twins. They will play the part of daughters of Dick Powell and Evelyn Keyes in Mrs. Mike. The two young ladies made their first film appearance at just 8 months. Deborah Carr has been so busy in this country since her arrival a few years back that she hasn't had time to go back to England and visit the family. So it was with great pleasure that Deborah took the lead in Edward, My Son, opposite Spencer Tracy. The reason, the film was to be made in England. So Miss Carr, husband Tony Bartley, and their Hollywood-born baby made it a regular homecoming celebration. Edward, My Son, is now here in Kalamazoo. Listen.
Deborah Carr is the beautiful wife who couldn't be bought. Spencer Tracy, who lied, stole, and cheated when his love became an obsession. Broadway's number one dramatic stage hit on the screen at the Capitol Theater. Edward, My Son, showing for the last times today. Also, movie tone news and color cartoon. Tomorrow at the Capitol starts the hilarious sequel to The Egg and I, Ma and Pa Kettle, starring Marjorie Maine and Percy Cobrie. It's the laugh sensation of the year. At the Fuller Theater, for last showing today, a great double bill of entertainment, Arson Incorporated with Robert Lowry and Anne Gwynn, also Law of the Barbary Coast with Gloria Henry and Stephen Dunn. Tomorrow, another big twosome at the Fuller, Brimstone, starring Rod Cameron, and Lone Wolf and His Lady with Ron Randell and June Vincent. More great movie thrills brought to you for greater movie season. Dr. Silkini will be at the State Theater at midnight tomorrow, Saturday. Dr. Silkini will step up your blood pressure. He'll make your hair stand on end or turn it gray with his Asylum of Horror. Guest star with Dr. Silkini is the Frankenstein monster in person. Don't miss your appointment with the good doctor. Dr. Silkini at the State at midnight Saturday. Now for more hot news from Movieland, take it away, Hollywood.
Superstition plays an important part in the story of Ingrid Bergman Joseph Cotten movie, Under Capricorn. This isn't surprising because the film is based on Helen Simpson's best-selling novel. Miss Simpson is an Australian novelist who died in 1940. She was a leading authority on witchcraft and superstition and the owner of one of the finest libraries on these subjects. Speaking of Ingrid Bergman, Italian movie director Roberto Rossellini let it be known today that he hopes to marry Ingrid. This has long been rumored, but never confirmed by either person. The two have just completed Under Capricorn, and Miss Bergman has said she'll never make another movie. She's also making plans to divorce her Swedish husband, Dr. Peter Lindstrom.
Thank you, Hollywood. Again tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we'll be tapping the Movieland wire for more news from the film capital and more about greater movie season at the State, Capitol, and Fuller Theaters in Kalamazoo. Yes, there's no business like show business.
there's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.